I, Scott John Morrison, do swear that I will well and truly serve the people of Australia in the office of Prime Minister, and that I will be...
In August, Scott Morrison became Australia's 47th Prime Minister in the last 3 months. Well, something like that, anyway. It's getting tough to keep up. His chances of staying in office long enough to enjoy any redecorations he may have requested took a significant dip at the weekend when his party contrived to lose a by-election for one of the safest seats in the country, and in so doing turn the coalition they lead into a minority government.
I knew there would be tough days and there would be great days. Today's a tough day, but the great days are coming. The result today is on us, the Liberals, not on Dave Sharma.
The federal electorate of Wentworth embraces several of the richest suburbs of Sydney, the most expensive city in one of the world's wealthiest countries. Wentworth has been a lock for the Liberal Party that Morrison leads since that party was founded in 1944. Your reminder that Australia's Liberal Party is actually Australia's Conservative Party, and for the Liberals' ancestor parties all the way back to Australia's first general election in 1901. The MP who vacated the seat was Morrison's immediate predecessor as Prime Minister, Malcolm Turnbull, who as recently as 2016 retained the seat with 62% of the vote. So the Liberal Party should no more lose Wentworth than Australia's cricket team should lose a test match to Greenland or Belarus. But lose it they have, and their tiny parliamentary majority with it.
I said that if we won the seat of Wentworth, it would make history. And my friends, we have made history today.
With sufficient time having now elapsed to dam those torrents of schadenfreude-laced tears of laughter, the questions of how and why must be addressed. The Liberals' loss of Wentworth is a consequence of hubris, specifically of the kind of complacency that can set in when you've held a seat for 117 years. The candidate they stood was a solid, if uninspiring, technocrat who doesn't even live in Wentworth, although in Dave Sharma's defence, few people can afford to. It's the kind of place where even Malcolm Turnbull's splendid harbourside pile doesn't seem untowardly ostentatious, and he'd been reluctant to relocate to the Prime Minister's official residence because he didn't want to move to a smaller house.
Malcolm Turnbull has opted to stay in his $50 million plus harbourside mansion rather than move into the official Sydney residence at Kirribilli House. The Prime Minister said his own house is closer to his grandson and that he and his wife will use Kirribilli for official functions and that sort of get up. David, what do you think?
But to criticise the Liberals' choice of candidate is to say nothing of the monstrous blunder that caused the by-election in the first place, which was the Liberal Party's decision to oust Turnbull before the end of his term in an attempt to bed in a more popular new leader before the next general election, due by May 2019. If opinion polls and now Wentworth are any guide, the Liberals have committed the error, recently endemic in Australian politics, of choosing a leader better liked by the zealous party hardcore than by a bewildered voting public. Which brings us to what might be gleaned from Wentworth's choice of new MP.
I'm Dr. Karen Phelps and I'm here to announce that I've decided to run for the by-election in Wentworth.
She is Karen Phelps, previously President of the Australian Medical Association and Deputy Lord Mayor of Sydney. She stood for Wentworth, it should be made clear, as an independent. The world has not turned entirely upside down, and the Liberals losing Wentworth to Labor would not merely be like Australia's cricket team losing a test match to Greenland or Belarus, but to Greenland or Belarus's basketball squad. But it's what Phelps believes, and perhaps who Phelps is, which suggests that the Liberal Party might have misjudged the direction in which the wind is blowing. The Liberal Party has long banked, usually correctly, on the idea that, for Australians, economic conservatism and social conservatism are the same thing. The voters of Wentworth are begging to differ, though they are as unlikely as ever to hoist the Scarlet Standard, join a chorus of the Internationale, and begin distributing their spare yachts to factory workers. They've just elected a gay woman whose policy priorities are climate change and the fate of asylum seekers marooned on Nauru in Australia's offshore holding facility.
I would like to say to any young people, any women, any aspiring independents out there, If you are thinking of running for Parliament or running for public office, yes, it can be tough. Yes, the road can be hard, but it is so worthwhile that we have the right people stepping up to represent Australia.
Australia's now only just governing party has mere months to get a more persuasive act together. Else, spare a thought for observers of Australian politics who will find themselves confronting the sixth occupant of the Prime Minister's office this decade, and with all the jokes about revolving doors and ejector seats already long since done. For Monocle 24, I'm Andrew Muller.